You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Thursday edition. There may or may not be a Friday show. Depends on whether or not the studio is open. And there will be, though, a Monday, Tuesday, and most likely Wednesday show. But from December 20th through January 6th, the campus is closed. The studio is closed. So we will be returning after the holidays, definitely on January 7th. So I wanted to give you that heads up, because I know many of you are heading off probably to visit parents, family, friends, wherever, for the holidays. Some are getting an early start, but some are be waiting for next week. And because of that, I was trying to hit 1,200. My goal for the year was to hit 1,200 shows. I'm not going to reach that. Most likely, I'll definitely have 1,190, so I was a little bit short. Now, there's one story that I want to comment upon, because I think the Democrats are about to make or will make a big mistake. Now, it's a little bit too early to tell if they're going to do this, and if they're going to do it, when they're going to do it. I think timing is an issue here. What am I talking about? Well, today we know that Michael Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison. And from people that, lawyers that handle these types of cases, it's about right. And that was mainly for, and this is what's overlooked, tax evasion. But if you listen to the media, you think they got Trump. They have Trump. On what? This is Michael Cohen's own business. He had other clients, and this doesn't involve Trump. Now, they want to make you think it does, especially some of the Southern District prosecutors, because he pleaded guilty, not only on tax evasion, but on, you know, misleading Congress and supposedly a campaign election finance violation. But usually that's not criminal. That's usually a fine. And what I'm talking about is the payoffs to two of apparently Donald Trump's girlfriends that he had affairs with. But there's a problem with that. It's not against the law for an individual to pay off people to keep their mouth shut. And that's what happened. So they don't have Donald Trump on anything. I know they're rubbing their hands together. And what I'm leading up to, there's been a number of people in the House calling for Trump to be impeached. Well, there's one problem. You need articles of impeachment, and you better have some really good articles of impeachment, or you might not even get the articles of impeachment passed. And just so you need, I need to say a couple of things about impeachment. It's fundamentally not a criminal matter. It is a political matter. And you better be conscious of the fact that the American people are watching. And over 60 million of them voted for Trump. And if you're trying to overturn an election, it's not going to succeed and the people get mad. There is backlash from who? The American people. And they will take it out on the party doing it. And if that's the Democratic Party, go right ahead and do it. Now, calmer heads in the Democratic Party, the leadership, are trying to tell these people, stop it. Let me make clear, if you're a regular listener, you know this. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. Haven't been a Republican for over 12 years, and I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, and I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I don't trust either of them, so I stayed home. I'm still paying attention, though, about what the political parties are doing or not doing, and why an impeachment would be a distraction, a major distraction. I think it would be a serious political mistake. So if they want to impeach Donald Trump, be my guest. But keep in mind, the consequences, the unintended consequences, might be that Donald Trump has a second term. So if that's what you're trying to do, remember, this whole thing could backfire. So while it's still too early, you still have people pounding the drums that we need to impeach Donald Trump for his various crimes. Well, we have no evidence that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, and we never will have any evidence. Now, I'm willing to consider any evidence if you come up with it, but I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, and so far, there's been none. Oh, there are a lot of people speculating and accusing, but that's all hearsay. That's not evidence. You need evidence, and you need evidence that a crime was committed, and that has yet to be presented. If anything, both James Comey, at least, has said there was no evidence of Russian collusion. That's why they didn't investigate him. But the Mueller investigation is still trying to come up with something. They're getting rather desperate. You see, the mentality of a prosecutor is to get a win, to get someone's scalp. And that's the danger with the independent special prosecutors that we've had in the past. In their attempt to find something to justify a lot of expenditure of time and money, they tend to go off the rails. That's why, in terms of the Mueller investigation, if just Department of Justice regulations, policies were followed, they should have specified a crime at the very beginning. They didn't do it. Now, there's a reason they didn't do it. It was a counterintelligence investigation. It wasn't a criminal investigation. And this week, we're getting the sentencing of some of the people that Mueller went after. Now, remember, he handed off the Michael Cohen investigation in the Southern District of New York in Manhattan that handles criminal prosecutions in that area. He did not. Now, he did, though, say in a sentencing memo to the court that he did cooperate some, and I think that was taken into consideration when he was given 3 years. He'll probably only serve one. That's speculation on my part. But and the prison is not a, you know, maximum security type prison. It's somewhat a cushy prison, but you're in prison. You won't have that much freedom. If you have money, you can eat very well and get certain goodies, but you're still a convicted felon. And I think that's beginning to dawn on Michael Cohen. So I always say, if you do the crime, be prepared to do the due to the time. But to think that this is the key to bringing down Trump, I don't think so. Now, what disturbed me and disturbed Trump is Cohen was recording his conversations with Trump. That's a no-no. He's going to lose his law license if he hasn't already. I don't think he'll ever practice law again. And yes, I do have, I don't know the gentleman. I know he has a family. I know I've heard of people that do know him, though, that like him. It's not a good place to be in, though. But if you listen to the media, and they've been doing this over and over again, you think they got Trump. And that's the impression they give. And I'm sorry, but they don't. You got to have the evidence, and I mean evidence, not hearsay, not opinion, not accusing someone of something that you don't have any evidence of. The Democrats want to impeach, go right ahead. I think they will, if they do, they'll regret it. I think it's way too early even to think about that. But you have some hotheads that have been saying this since, really, the day he got elected. They're not good losers. They're actually sore losers. I call them the lying, lunatic, left losers. And there's a lot of them out there. There are a lot of hate Trump. I don't love or hate Trump. I simply don't trust him. And that's why I stayed home. And I gave a whole show on illegal immigration and the need for not only a secured border, but a secured border with a 2,000-mile barrier. Now, some of that border is very difficult terrain, so you might not need an entire 2,000-mile contiguous wall, but you need at least 1,500 miles of fence. We have only 300. We need a barrier that stops the people trying to break into the country to give enough time for the United States Border Patrol to arrive on the scene and arrest them, apprehend them. And I'm not going to spend any time on that other than the fact that I'm waiting to see what Donald Trump is going to do. And apparently people in Congress, Senate and House, are waiting for that decision too. I think you'd be making a huge, huge mistake if he gets sucked in, and sucked in is the right word, by Republicans and say, wait to January, wait to January. Mr. Trump, if you do that, you're not going to get a cent for that wall. The only chance of you getting any money, you really should ask for $25 billion, but you need to do it before the Democrats control the House. Once they do that, they're not going to give you anything. Wake up to that fact. And if you're foolish enough not to make the case to the American people before the Republicans and Democrats go home for the Christmas recess, then you will not be reelected. So you got a lot of to think about, but I would advise you, seriously, you better go over the heads of both the Democrat and Republican parties, make a national emergency speech next week, calling back into session, if they've recessed, the Congress, and demand $25 billion to build your wall in the next 2 years. Demand it. Actually, let the contracts out in the upcoming fiscal year that started 1 October and get it done. The American people have been demanding this for years under Democrat and Republican administrations, and the elite, the Washington elite, doesn't want to do it. Definitely the Democratic Party doesn't want to do it, but neither do the Republicans. So Donald Trump needs to make a decision. We'll know probably sometime next week if he doesn't go on television and make the case for his big, beautiful wall. He's not going to be reelected. So if he wants one term, follow the senator's advice and wait to January, wait to February. We can get the money anytime. Yeah, right. They're not your friends. And the elites in Washington want you out of Washington. And one way they know they can separate you from your supporters is when you cannot fulfill your key promise of building the wall. But enough said. And I understand the president has been under attack since day one. Shame on big lie media, but they have no shame. And they don't have the trust of the American people. That's why, whether it's newspapers or television, fewer and fewer people are reading or listening or viewing their product. They change the channel or tune them out. And that means over time, fewer and fewer purchases of papers, and that's what's happening. This is a long-term trend. Didn't start with Trump. More and more newspapers are going out of business. The advertising has moved on to the internet, and more newspapers will be closing. And in terms of the networks need advertising, and they're using to get ratings, they're going after Trump. But they seem to forget that more than half their audience either supports Trump or is neutral. So to the extent that you try to trash him day in, day out, and that's what they've been trying to do, with some exceptions, they're hurting themselves. Do they care? No. Because they were made to look like fools in predicting that Trump would never win. Hillary Clinton was guaranteed to win. Take it to the bank. Well, she lost. And it's about time many of these people grow up and stop whining. But they're not going to do it. If you don't believe me, turn on CNN and see what they're broadcasting right now. It's a turnoff. That's what amazes me. Would anybody that values their time listen to them? I sometimes have big problems even listening to Fox. And it's amazing how they spin it. Or what's interesting is what they don't tell you. If you're following a story and know several aspects, then you turn on CBS, NBC, ABC. It's amazing how they simply forget things. And I'm saying, well, what about this? What about this? They don't mention it because they're out to get Trump. And I will say that gets to any president. It's nothing new. And I think they're doing harm to themselves, their franchise. And if I were a stockholder, I would seriously consider whether or not I would hold the stock. And if I were an advertiser, I wouldn't advertise on this. Now, I know what the answer is going to be. Well, we have maybe 40% of the electorate likes this. And that's truly who they're broadcasting or publishing to, the true believers. You know, in any political party, any movement, you have people that buy in hook, line, and sinker to everything. I call them the Kool-Aid drinkers, but they're the true believers, and yeah. But you're always going to have them. That's the point. If you're broadcasting broadcasts, broadcasting, television, radio, whatever, you have to consider the fact that you have an audience that some are for, some are against, some are indifferent, don't care. So I'm sort of hoping that the Democrats impeach Donald Trump. I really am, because that's when it's going to get interesting. And that's when I think this bias, and it is bias on the part of media, the fact that many of these representatives, they are Kool-Aid drinkers, believe it or not, in Congress that believe what the media says. I listen to it, and because I have to follow stories, I know facts that should be said that aren't said. It never ceases to amaze me. There is news there, but it's not accurately and objectively reported. So the Democrats will keep on banging that drum. They'll bang it so much that maybe Trump will get a second term. My own opinion is he won't get a second term unless he builds a significant portion of that wall, and by significant, I would say at least an additional 300 miles, and that requires roughly $5 billion. That's why he's asking for $5 billion. Personally, I think if he wants to win in a landslide, he better build 1,000 miles, at least. That's why I say go for the whole $25 billion. Do it in a year. And then you can stand proudly and said, I promise you the wall, here's the wall, and have a good video of all sections of the wall. Is he going to be able to do that? No. He's afraid to put not the Democratic Party, the Republican Party on the spot. Well, if he wants a second term, he better. Because I'll tell you something, there are a lot of Republicans that are real angry with the leadership of the Republican Party. Many have already left, don't want anything to do with them, including me. But there are many more that will call talk shows, and I've heard them, that are real angry with the Republican Party leadership and their failure to accomplish things, including the funding of this wall, but also the repeal of Obamacare. So this is a make-or-break situation for Trump, but I think if they break Trump, many of those Republicans won't be in office. In other words, if Trump goes down to defeat, many in the House, many in the Senate will go down to defeat. And I think some of the Republicans are thinking along those lines, but most of them are not. Doesn't surprise me. I said on day one when he was inaugurated, he knew that the Democratic Party, the bureaucracy, the leadership of the Republican Party, big lie media, your newspapers and television, as well as the very wealthy that make campaign contributions, they were all against him. It's very much Donald Trump versus all of those groups. And they're relentless. And they don't want a repeat of Trump ever. And they certainly don't want a new party to challenge him. You see, ladies and gentlemen, where I'm at, I won't vote Democrat or Republican ever again, period. Until we have a third party that will stand up to these bought and paid for politicians, I'm not going to waste my time or energy voting or getting very enthusiastic about it, because I'm getting up there and I've seen this again and again and again. Nothing happens. You're the Democratic Party and Republican Party or big government parties. That's what you need to understand. And if you believe in limited government, if your philosophy is one of classical liberalism, if you're a conservative. Now, I don't consider myself a conservative. At one time I did, but I don't want to conserve this. It's a mess. Even if the Democrats make it a bigger mess by impeaching them. And that's dangerous, folks. It is. Now on to the second story. The American people don't trust their politicians, but let me tell you who they also don't trust. And this was not the case many years ago. I don't trust the Department of Justice or the FBI. I believe they're corrupt at the highest levels. And more information is coming out on that. And that's why many people in Congress, in the Senate and representatives, yes, Republicans, have been calling now for months, this is not new, for a second special counsel. It seems that our people's demands, our representatives' demands, have not been listened to. Now, yes, we are waiting for the confirmation hearings for William Barr that was nominated and needs to be confirmed by the Senate to be the permanent attorney general that replaced Jeff Sessions, which he was forced to resign. And I was disappointed in Jeff Sessions, even though I greatly respected and admired him when he was in the Senate, especially he was strong on immigration. But I think he had, call it an institutional bias, that the Department of Justice, the FBI, can do no wrong. Oh, yes, they can do a lot of wrong. We're seeing it in the Mueller investigation. And let me make clear, I believe you should go after the people that have committed felonies. I'm not in any way excusing the activities of Cohen or Manafort. But you got to ask yourself, and I'm sure they're asking themselves, if I never was involved with Donald Trump, would I have been caught? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But this Mueller investigation is, I think, a mistake. I've said from the very beginning, and you can go back and listen to the show, that Trump should have fired Rod Rosenstein for first hiring him, and then, well, what he should have done is asked the Deputy Attorney General to fire Mueller, and if he wouldn't do it, fire Rosenstein, and then find someone in the Department of Justice, if not Sessions, to fire him. They weren't following the procedures of the Department of Justice. What am I talking about? You're supposed to specify the crime. Now, they didn't, because ostensibly, this was to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election, which is fine with me, but that wasn't the real reason. It was get Trump. That's what it was about. Get Trump any way you can. Try to prove that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. Well, they've come up empty. This is not the first time. Remember, before Mueller took over, the FBI had been investigating, and they didn't find anything. They came up empty. See, that's the danger with any special counsel type situation. They will not zero in a crime. What they're zeroing in on is a person. That's why Donald Trump has called it a witch hunt. I prefer fishing expedition, but it's the same thing. And what they do is try to flip people that have interactions with Trump. And the danger is people to get off or get less time will compose. In other words, make up things that the Mueller investigation wants. Now, that happens to be suborning perjury, and it's a very gray area, but it's done all the time. That's what's bad about it. Now, Jerome Corsi wouldn't cooperate. He was, and let me say just a moment about Corsi. He totally cooperated with the FBI. He did, until they wanted him to lie. And then he said, no, I'm not going to lie. And now he's suing him. Good for him. I bet that surprised them. And I hope he prevails. I don't think he will, but good luck with that. It's about time someone stood up to them. Like I said, you should never cooperate with the FBI. You should have your lawyer present if they ask you questions. Frankly, and let me make a big point that's not been said. I've heard this. In many local state jurisdictions today, what do when they have, you know, a witness or someone that's being prosecuted? They videotape the questioning. So there's no misunderstanding what was said. Do you get my drift? And that's what should happen. And it's about time the FBI join the 21st century. Film this. Videotape it. Instead, what do they do? What did they do to General Flynn? They didn't even warn him. He was set up. He was framed and set up by the deputy FBI director Andrew McCabe. He called General Flynn, would you mind talking to two of my FBI agents? We have some course coming up. Nothing about an investigation. See, normally in the FBI, if the FBI wants to interview someone in the White House, and remember, this was the first week of the Trump administration, and James Comey in an interview admitted this. Usually, if the FBI wants to talk to someone in the administration, guess what? He will have a lawyer present, and you're going to have to negotiate with the White House counsel, and you're going to have to bring someone from the Department of Justice. But General Flynn was a nice guy. He cooperated. He thought it was a friendly conversation, but they were setting him up. That's what was going on. They were setting him up. But after they left the meeting, they said he didn't lie. What am I talking about? General Flynn was the incoming designated National Security Advisor. And usually when new administrations, we're talking usually December, January timeframe, prior to them actually assuming the position. In other words, you know, you now have the Trump administration in place. What they do is talk to ambassadors, heads of state, a lot of people. If they're doing their job, and this is any administration, Democrat or Republican, you're touching base. You're introducing yourself. And yes, General Flynn talked to the Russian ambassador several times. Now, General Flynn, I would say almost 100% knew that those conversations were recorded. Because why? He was head of the Defense Intelligence Agency under Obama. They had a falling out, though. They really did have a falling out, and he was forced to retire. Remember, he's a 3-star lieutenant general in the Army. I believe he served his country for 33 years. 5 of them were in combat, and he was an outstanding intelligence officer. Now, some people don't like him, but guess what? In any military career, as you go higher and higher, you're going to make both friends and enemies. Oh, I have no doubts that there were people in the Obama administration at high levels that wanted to get General Flynn, and they thought this is the perfect opportunity to get Flynn. And they got him. But they have a slight problem. They have to recommend sentencing, and General Flynn pleaded guilty to 1 count of lying to the FBI. I don't in any way condone lying to the FBI. That's why I won't talk to them. And if they come to you, you don't talk to them unless you have legal counsel. And even then, you got to be careful. That's sort of, if you can't get him on anything else, we'll find something and say he lied to us. There's only one problem. Oh, he was interviewed. General Flynn was a cooperative witness, totally cooperative. And what's interesting, the Mueller investigation did to him what they tried to do to Corsi. They're trying to have people compose, make up things that can get Trump. That's what they're trying to do. I call it flipping. They assume that Trump is dirty and the person they're trying to flip is dirty. But guess what? Many times they're not. They're people of integrity that were doing their job. And like I pointed out, they had copies of General Flynn's conversation with the Russian ambassador, word for word. And most likely General Flynn knew that. The FBI agents didn't come. You see, you're supposed to warn him. Now, he wasn't arrested or apprehended. But General Flynn thought this was a friendly conversation and was very forthcoming and answered the questions. And yes, Peter Strzok, yep, that Peter Strzok, he even believed that General Flynn was honest. Now, when they get back to the office, or maybe on the way back to the office, they're supposed to prepare a summary of their conversation. It's called a 302. And what's very curious, these conversations occurred in the first week of January. In the memo prepared by the Mueller team for the judge sentencing, in the footnotes, it does reference the 302, but it's dated August. Usually these 302s are prepared and finalized, if not that day or several days later in the week, depending how busy they are, soon after the conversation. Why? Because you're going to forget the details. But what's curious about this is the lapse of 7 months. So what do we have here? We have Judge Emmett Sullivan has ordered Mueller by tomorrow at, I think, 3:30 tomorrow Eastern Time to provide additional information. He wants to see all the 302s, all the summaries of these interviews, as well as some additional information. Why? It's the responsibility of the prosecution, Mueller, to provide any information that's exculpatory. He suspects that the Mueller prosecutors have not been forthcoming. They're hiding something. Because in the past, the famous cases of Senator Stevens, they were hiding evidence. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go to jail for that. That's felonies. You see, there is a culture of abuse in the prosecution area of doing this. This is not the first, nor will be the last time. So we'll see what comes out. I don't know. Well, I know what the judge is suspecting. They rewrote those summaries. In other words, it doesn't reflect the conversation at all. It reflects the fact that they wanted him. They wanted to nail, get General Flynn. I think it's a travesty. I was mad at President Trump for firing him. And I thought it was a big mistake because what do you think they're going to do? Ah, we got one scalp. Let's get some more. It encourages them. You need to protect your people, even if you think they lied to you. I don't know. Now, I don't think if you have a subordinate that deliberately lies to you, and I'm talking a big lie, that you don't fire him. But President Trump was convinced that he was just doing his job. And I think he's right. He was just doing his job. And now he's a convicted felon waiting sentencing. I truly hope that they find the information they give to the judge will lead to the judge throwing out this conviction. That's what I hope happens. And if he doesn't, I hope President Trump gives him a pardon. What was he guilty of? Yes, supporting candidate Trump. That was a crime amongst the Democratic partisans in the FBI and in the Department of Justice. Oh, yes, they wanted very much any way they could to dirty the reputation of General Flynn. And they have succeeded him. He's lost his house because he has to pay huge legal bills. Frankly, it's disgusting and should get every American pause as to what is wrong, what is rotten in the FBI and in the Department of Justice. We have a culture of corruption, partisanship in those two departments and agencies. It requires a special counsel, really, to investigate the Department of Justice and the FBI. And you do have Republican senators and representatives for months now calling upon the Trump administration to do exactly that when the attorney general was Jeff Sessions. We don't know what, if anything, the Department of Justice is doing. There was a lot of felonies committed by high-level management in the FBI and the Department of Justice, and some of those people are still there, and people are asking President Trump, what are you doing about it? Now, yes, he's appointed William Barr to be the next attorney general, but as soon as he is confirmed, I'm looking for the appointment of a second special counsel to investigate the FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails, the Clinton Foundation, and I learned today they are in opening another investigation of the Clinton Foundation, about time, as well as the apparent FISA abuse, where they used Clinton campaign paid for, as well as Democratic National Committee paid for, so-called opposition research, the Christopher Steele dossier, which was manufactured by Russians. It's fabricated information, and according to the FISA court rules, the FBI must verify them before you present it to the court, and they didn't do it. They admit it. Comey has admitted. We didn't verify it. There's no way they could verify it, yet that is the centerpiece for the federal government spying on the Trump campaign. A major abuse of power that extends not only into the FBI and the Department of Justice, but also the White House. Oh, yes, President Obama knew about it. His people knew about it because they were demanding from the intelligence community the unmasking of the names of the people, including General Flynn's. And then they were leaking it. That's a criminal offense, by the way. But they were abusing the situation. That's why I call it the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy. They crossed the line. They were using the federal government to surveil, spy on the Trump campaign. And they were doing it illegitimately by misleading the FISA court. I could spend 30 minutes giving you the details. But that, in a nutshell, is what happened. Ladies and gentlemen, this stinks. You should be concerned because you could be one of those people. Railroaded, framed. That's what they were doing. This is what police states do. Dictatorships do. And this is the United States of America, your Justice Department, your FBI, going after loyal Americans that didn't commit crimes, that were trying to serve their country and had served it for many, many years. This disgusts me. There needs to be a cleansing of the FBI and the Department of Justice of all the people that were involved, both directly and indirectly, in this conspiracy. If they're allowed to get away with it, you can be assured that they'll try again and again and again. There should not be two rules of law, one for the people and another for those in very high places, including the President of the United States, the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, the FBI Director, the Deputy FBI Director, and their staffs. James Comey is corrupt. He was the fixer. And yes, he was partially responsible for setting up General Flynn, as was his deputy. Oh, yes, I want Comey, McCabe, and Peter Strzok, and anyone else that was involved in this, prosecuted. Let the evidence show the crimes and then impanel a grand jury and show the evidence to the grand jury. Remember, only a grand jury can indict these people. But nothing is going to happen until you appoint a special counsel that goes after him. You cannot have the FBI and the Department of Justice investigate themselves, because they'll hide it. Why, they have already fired a number of people. That doesn't mean they get a pass. No, they committed crimes. They should be prosecuted for them. You have to make examples of them. Otherwise, they'll do it again and again and again. It's fundamentally disturbing what's going on here. You should be disturbed, angry, outraged about this. Yet if you listen to big lie media, oh, it's Trump, Trump, Trump did this, this, this. No evidence. Please. You lost the election. Make my day and impeach him, and you'll lose another one. Now, Congress, at least up until the end of the month, has called for a special counsel. I hope President Trump orders his attorney general to investigate the handling of the email investigations, the Clinton Foundation investigations, as well as the FISA abuses, and appoints a special counsel to do this. And it should be a person of integrity. And they need outside investigators, because I no longer trust the FBI or the Department of Justice. I know there's some very, very fine people that work for those departments, thousands of them. But the corruption was clearly at the top, at the management level, at the cabinet level, and sad to say, at the President of the United States level. It's rotten to the core. They went over a line that they never should have gone over, and they need to be brought to justice. The American people are demanding it, but I'm strongly suspicious that nothing's going to happen. I hope I am wrong, because if it doesn't happen, if there's any doubt that Washington is a corrupt place, the new Rome, just look at what happened. We no longer have an American republic. We have an American empire, and people are abusing their power. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio. WordPress.com